Today's readings are really about keeping the law of the Lord and keeping the commandments. God did not come to throw away the commandments. He did institute a new covenant, but the covenant and the commands of God to love God above all things and love our neighbor remain the same. And so we seek to do that to the best of our ability. We know, too, that as sinners, sometimes we fall short in doing that. God understands that. And so God is very merciful for those who come to him, who pray for the grace to do good, who repent of their sins. You know, they know that the sacramental life of the church is there for us to help us and to aid us in living out those commandments and living out the will of God. On this weekend, we will celebrate World Day of the Sick. And so this is something that we celebrate every year. And in our parish, we like to have and offer the sacrament of anointing of the sick for those who may need it. An experience not too long ago in November of a friend of mine, a friend that was part of a card group that I had growing up in the Twin Cities. And so we had gotten together every so often for many years, and she fortunately had cancer, and it was an aggressive cancer, and in November she was put on hospice, and it didn't look like she was going to make it. And so our card group was getting ready to go to her funeral. But they sent some priests in first, and so she was anointed at the hospital, and she was unresponsive, didn't look like she had much time left at all. And after the anointing of the sick, after about 12 hours, she was sitting up in bed eating mashed potatoes and gravy. And so they released her to go home. And not only was she given this respite of healing, but she was also able to be around for Christmas. And so we were able to see her. She was able to celebrate a beautiful, wonderful Christmas and experience the Lord's blessing through the holidays. And it was a wonderful moment for her and for us. And we think it was definitely due to that anointing because the doctors were surprised at her rapid turnaround. But the cancer still remained, even though through the sacrament it was put on pause. So recently she did pass away, but she had that time and she had that healing that the Lord had given her. You know, the sacrament is an interesting sacrament because sometimes, rare occasions, God, if it is good for us, will provide a complete and total healing. We've seen that. Other times, it may be a slow or partial healing. And what usually happens to us, you know, it's whatever works with God's will. It's whatever is good for our salvation journey. Other times, there won't be a healing, but there will be spiritual peace. And that's what's most common. There will be peace and strength to carry that cross that we're currently carrying in our lives. And so, usually the priest, it's always the priest or the bishop that gives the sacrament of the sick. And the catechism tells us that the sacrament has special effects for us, the uniting of the sick person to the passion of Christ for his own good and that of the whole church. Number two, giving the sick person the strength and peace and courage to endure in a Christian manner the sufferings of illness or old age. And also imparting the forgiveness of sins if the sick person was not able to obtain it through the sacrament of penance, if the person, for example, is unconscious. And also, fourthly, providing for the restoration of health if it is conducive to the salvation of the soul. And lastly, Catechism tells us that it helps the sick person in preparation for the passing over to eternal life. And so the good news is that we'll offer that sacrament today for anyone who is seriously ill and who would like to receive the sacrament, or if you're a senior and you're also, even if you're feeling good, can receive the sacrament if you would like today. And so Father Schuster is going to be with us to help us out. We'll be at both of these stations, and you can come down like we do at daily mass, this aisle here in a couple rows and this aisle over here in a couple rows. So we'll do that at this time for anyone who is sick or elderly who would like to receive the sacrament. If you can't come up, if you just raise your hands, ushers, if you could keep an eye on that. And when we're done anointing those who can come forward, we'll come back and anoint those in the pews.